message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you this morning to this glorious service. We are grateful to God for the success of the Shop for Free yesterday. It was awesome. And of course, we are grateful to God for the success of the carol yesterday. It was fantastic. It was great. If you agree with me, shout hallelujah. We had a great time here, and we know that God is going to bless you all in Jesus' name. For all those that were involved in the preparations and all those who were involved in ministering yesterday, the various departments, God will bless you and bless you and bless you more and more in Jesus' name. This will not be your last Christmas on earth. I said, this will not be your last Christmas on earth. I said, this will not be your last Christmas on earth. In the name of Jesus. Today is our family intervention service, and the last in the year 2019. It has been great. If you have been blessed in all our family intervention services this year, shout a living hallelujah. I believe today's service is one of the services that many look forward to. And I know that you will not be disappointed today in Jesus' name. Breaking family limitations. Breaking family limitations. A family limitation is anything that hinders the family from laughing and rejoicing. A family limitation is anything that doesn't allow the family to laugh, to celebrate, and to jubilate. A family limitation is anything that stops a family from going forward. That's number two. Anything that doesn't allow a family to go forward is a limitation. And number three, a limitation is anything that stops a family from attaining a greater height. That is, they are just on a particular level. Year in, year out. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Your family will be changing levels every week, every month, every year in the name of Jesus. And God has designed us to be above limitations. He has designed us to be for signs and wonders. According to Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18, behold, I and the children that the Lord has given to me, we are for signs and we are for wonders. We are meant to continue to enjoy progress, sustainable progress, enlargement in all areas, progress beyond human understanding, development beyond human comprehension. And that will find quick expression in your life in the name of Jesus. I'll be reading Isaiah chapter 54 from verse 10 all through to verse 17, which shows us one of the way God wants our family to be like, some of the things that God wants to do in our life. Isaiah 54 verse 10 to 17. For the mountain shall depart and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed. Somebody say amen. My covenant of my peace will not be removed. That is from your family, said the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones upon fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. And I will make thy windows of our gates, and thy gates, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. I say, thou shalt be far from oppression. I say, your family will be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. No terror will come near your family this time. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but they shall, and not by me. Whomsoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have treated the smith that bloweth the coal in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. This scripture shows us a picture of how God wants our family to be like. A family where there is no fear. A family where there is no oppression. A family where evil is not dominant. A family where the children enjoy peace and tranquility. A family where they are breaking forth on every side. If you go to the earlier part of that scripture, particularly in verse 2, in Isaiah 54 verse 2, he's talking about us just doing exploits and us just breaking forth and going from one level of glory to another. He said, enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not lending thy cords and straining thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth, your family will break forth on every side. Your family will break forth to the right and break forth to the left. Did I hear you say amen? Did I hear you say amen? Mark it very soon. The properties you have will be too much for inside that your house. Did I hear you say a big amen? Very soon, the properties God will give to you will be too much for that your house. Very soon, the blessings on your life will be too much for that your small location. You will break forth on every side. However, God himself does not want any child of his to live beyond this level. He wants to break all limitations. And in the end of year like this, God wants to remove every stumbling block. He wants to remove every hindrances. He wants to stop everything that God has not destined for you. Examples of family where limitations were broken is the family of Abraham. Abraham was given battle by a man called Terah. Terah was not a man that we heard much about him in the Bible than the fact that he was the father of Abraham. And aside from that, his children, not apart from Abraham, we didn't hear much about them. Because, well, I believe they didn't do so well. One of them died in a mysterious way. Terah was an idol worshiper. Things were not going on well. And Abraham was also staying in the family house. Things were not moving as expected. In Genesis 11 verse 28, Aaron, one of the sons of Terah, just died mysteriously. The family was not doing well. There were limitations in the family. Until suddenly, God appeared for a man called Abraham. That is the way God will appear for your family. And God spoke to him in Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 4. God appeared to Abraham and spoke to him. He said, Abraham, get out of your father's house. Get out of your mother's house. Unto the place I will show you. He said, I'm going to make you very great. I'm going to expand your life. I'm going to make you to become a nation. Your life will be so blessed. You look so small now. Nothing to show. Abraham's wife, also called Sarah, had no child. So they were living without money. They were living without children. They were living without properties. Nothing was going on well for Abraham. He was practically limited. It was like there was an invisible chain that held onto Abraham's leg. Until God gave him an instruction in Genesis chapter 12 verse 4. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1, the Bible says, and Abraham departed after he has heard the instruction. In Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 3, he departed and his life changed for the better. And I pray for somebody here today, that step you need to take that will make your family to go forward, you will take it in Jesus' name. I say you will take it in Jesus' name. Abraham was directed. And because he was directed, he was decorated. Every family that is directed is always decorated. And in this end of year, as we prepare to cross into 2020, as we prepare to start the fasting and the prayers, I see God directing your family on the right step to take. I see God showing your family the right step to take. Did I hear you say a big amen? And as a result of that, Abraham broke that curse of limitation upon the family. He was so blessed. Bible says he was blessed in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Genesis 13 verse 2. He was mega blessed. He had all the blessings. Isaac came. And then many other blessings also came to him. He had 318 servants. He was so blessed that every nation he went to, they respected him. Very soon, your family will be so blessed, everybody will respect you. Do you know that until you have results, nobody can respect your family? Until there's results, insult continues. And today, there will be results in your life. I say today, there will be results in your life. Another family that was visited by God, that God broke their limitation, is the family of the wife of the sons of the prophet. There was a prophet. There was a man who was a son. The Bible calls him one of the sons of the prophet. He died, and he died with debt. And when he died, nothing was available for him. Nothing was available for the family. Until suddenly God appeared in 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7. Until the man of God, Elisha, appeared and changed the story of that woman. Now there, and Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? That is, in from verse 1, you will see that her life was miserable. She had nothing. Her life was upside down. Start from verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. He feared the Lord. But despite that, things did not work as expected for some reasons, because there was a limitation on the family. And the creditors came to try to pack her and pack her children away, to take her two sons away as bondmen. Praise the Lord. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. I only have a pot of oil. That's all I have. I don't have any other thing in the house. Then he said, go, borrow these vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. Somebody say instructions. The servant of God gave her instructions. The woman was asking for help. The servant of God was talking of something else. Say, I need help. He said, go and look for oil. What do you have in the house? Say, oil. Yeah, go and look for bowls, for something. Now go to verse 4. Verse 4. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured oil. There was oil in like a plastic, and then she started pouring the oil as instructed. And it came to pass, then the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Verse 7. And then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debts, and leave thou and thy children of the rest of it. This woman had nothing. Her husband was late. Her husband had was already dead. And then there was nothing to support her and her family. And then there was a limitation on the family, to the extent that her children were about to be packed as bondmen. But suddenly, the servant of God appeared and broke the limitation. Gave her clear-cut instruction. And that changed her story. She became an oil merchant overnight. She became an oil guru overnight. She started selling oil overnight. God changed her story. That is the same way that same God will change your story today. I say that is the same way God will change your story today. I say that is the same way God will break limitation in your family today. It might look as if you have no helper, but when God step in, limitations will step out. It might look as if there is no help for you. It might look as if you are all alone this Christmas, but as God step in, hindrances will fly out. And today, the laugh of joy you have been expecting, it will start from now on. I said the laugh of joy you have been expecting for long will start from now on. And it will never stop. I say it will never stop. In the name of Jesus. That limitation is broken off your life in Jesus' name. Number three example of limitation broken is in the family of a man called a man who had two sons also. He had a son who was okay, and he had another one who we call the prodigal son. The story is in Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 24. The younger son came to the father and said, Father, give me my inheritance. He's what you will call a rebellious son. He's what you will call an immoral son, because the father listened to him, gave him his property, gave him his own share of the inheritance. Can you imagine somebody's father still being alive and the person going to the father and said, please, I know you will die one day, but before you die, give me my own share of the wheel you are going to drop. It's somehow. But the father went ahead and did it. And as they gave it to him, he started squandering the money. The Bible says he went after harlots. He went after prostitutes. He started spending the money on different things. He probably smoked banja wee-wee. He probably was into cocaine and drugs and all sorts of things. He was spending money. He was throwing parties. And suddenly, in Luke 15, verse 17, Luke 15, the Bible says, he came to himself. He came, and when he came to himself, he came to himself. And that is why I know somebody's husband that is misbehaving, we come to himself today. Somebody's son that is misbehaving, we come to himself today. Did I hear you say a big amen? Women, don't give up on your husband though. Don't ever give up on that man. He will come to himself today. His case can't be as bad as this prodigal son. Because this one, he spent the money and he started eating pig food. He started eating pig. You can imagine somebody being rich before. And then he now went into poverty and started eating pig food. At least your own husband knows he's not as bad as that. And the Bible says he came to himself. And when he came to himself, the limitation was broken. For somebody here today, that thing that gives you unrest in your family, there will be a change today. I said there will be a change today. I said there will be a change today. That limitation on your life shall be removed totally today. And by the time you are spending Christmas this Wednesday, it will be with joy. It will be with gladness. Somebody's husband will come and meet the person and say, please, I'm very sorry for all the bad things I've done for you. Did I hear you say a big amen to that? Limitation in a family can be there are some families whereby almost every married lady there, their husband doesn't give them peace. From the elder sister to everybody, their husband, they will now gather to be discussing each person's husband. 2 hours per husband. Oh yeah, let us hear your own husband soon. Ah, he does this. He doesn't drop soup money. He doesn't do this. He comes home at 4 a.m. in the morning. He says, ah, your own is very, very simple. My own, ah, he does this. He pick call inside toilet. He does this. All sorts of things. Everyone here with any form of problematic home and marriage, that problem is arrested today. I said that problem is arrested today. Mark it, 2020 will be a year you have peace of mind. In the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, having said that, how do you break limitations in your family? How can I break limitations? How can I make limitations to be broken and let me have peace of mind in my family? Number one is to identify the limitation that is troubling your family. Identify the limitation that is troubling your family. Identify that limitation that is troubling your family. I don't know what that limitation is, but you know it. If there is a lie between two people, the two of them, we know that somebody's lying to each other. Everybody in his own family knows what is troubling the family. If you are an okay person, you know what I mean. You know that something somewhere is troubling either the extended family or your immediate family. In John chapter 8 verse 32, John chapter 8 verse, say, ye shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. You will know the truth. And once you know the truth, this is the problem in my family. This is where the devil wants to go and wait for me again. I saw this in my father's life. My father was a drunkard. I can see my husband doing that again. Or my father was not caring. He didn't care for my mother. I can't think of 1 year that I can say my father even did something special for my mother. I can see it again happening. Or I can see that almost all the families of my father are womanizers. It looks like this thing wants to reoccur again. You identify the limitation. You identify what is troubling that family. Number two way to break the limitation is to possess the presence of God in that family. Bring in God's presence into your family. I don't care what your certificate is or how beautiful you are. If you kick God out, you have brought in the devil into your family. If you kick God out of your family, then you have allowed the devil to have his way in the family. I said to you some time ago, I said, if a person is the father-in-law, if Satan is the father-in-law of somebody's spouse, how can you tell the person's father-in-law not to visit the house? If Satan is the father-in-law of a person in the house, how can you say he should not visit the house? You have to ensure that the presence of God is there. In Romans chapter 8, verse 31, Romans 8, he says, if God be for us, who can be against us? If the presence of God is with us, devil can't trouble us. That's what the Bible is saying. Get the presence of God in your house. Get the presence of God active in your house. Let your house be a forbidding zone for the wicked. Let it be a place where devil is not comfortable. There are some songs you can't play in your house because they are not songs that can invite God to your house. There are some things that can't be done in your house because you don't want that house to become a house that is desecrated and a house where devil can come in at any time. Today, I see the devil packing his load. Before you get back home, he has packed his load and left your house. I said the devil has packed his load and left your house. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. Every stranger that is waiting for you at home to torment you, they are packing their load now. I said they are packing their load now. Before you get home, the witches and wizards waiting for you in the corners of your house, they are packing their load and getting out of there. Amen. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. Ensure that you are a man or a woman whereby you allow the presence of God to be present in your house. Let that presence be there. And the devil has no place there. As from today, your house shall be known as a house of peace. Your house shall be known as a house of peace. That presence of God is what made the difference in the life of Joseph. He had the presence of God, and that presence of God favored him. In Genesis 39, the Bible says, everybody that saw him favored him. Everybody that saw Joseph wanted to give him something. Everybody that came near Joseph wanted to be a blessing to him. That will be your testimony from today. Number three, how do you break the limitation over your family? Is engage the power of agreement. Engage the power of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. If they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth. For he that had not another to help him up. Engage the power of agreement to check the devil out of your house. Engage the power of agreement to check the devil out of your house. I can see this is not right in our house. I can see this is not right in this area or another. Then you agree to. That's why the devil is always wishing that couples and married are never in agreement. He's always looking for a way to ensure they are not in agreement. Bringing out small things that will make them to fight. This morning I heard of how a cup of tea can make a couple to scatter. You heard this in the workers' meeting this morning. Cup of tea. Cup of tea made a couple to divorce themselves. Oh yeah, I want to go to work. Give me a cup of tea. Say, what do you mean? I'm also late. You're also late. How can you be asking me for a cup of tea? No, it's just a little cup of tea. Just a little cup of tea, please. The question is, why didn't she just say, okay, I'll boil the water. I'll get it on the table. I'll be off. Please just switch it off and get it ready yourself. I love you so much. When I come back tonight, if you want 10 cups, I'll give you. The second thing is, the husband himself, the wife is already late. Why are you asking for a cup of tea when you know that she's already late? You didn't give her a job. You know they will sack her if she gets late to work. You know, this thing, you have to understand each other. The husband has his own problem. The wife, I will say, the devil has his place. The two of them too. Wisdom deficiency syndrome is affecting them. wisdom deficiency syndrome. And from the story we heard, the man never came back in the evening again because of lack of cup of tea. Praise the Lord. Engage the power of agreement. In Amos chapter 3, verse 3, that will say, can two walk together except they be agreed? Your agreement is important. Most couples have more disagreement now than agreement. You see, you have to be very wise. If you are a woman, for example, you must know men are under pressure a lot. Men are under pressure. So, when a man comes with his pressure, if you give him pressure back, there will be fire in the house. Women tend to like fun a lot, like are very tender and very wonderful. But men are under a lot of pressure. A lot of times. And men, a lot of times, when a woman has pressure, she'll be shouting. When a man has pressure, you just be, When you hear a man say, He's bottling up something inside. He's under pressure. He's about to bust. If that time you now go and meet him, he say, what do you mean? I've been talking to you since yesterday. You know what I mean? What do you mean? That's why you must be very wise. You must be very, very wise. Engage the power of agreement. Engage the power of agreement to check the devil out of your vicinity. I've often said it. There is no challenge-free family. There is no family where the devil will not try to bring his ugly head. It doesn't exist. Except the family are useless. If they are useless and they don't have anything, the devil will not trouble them. But if your family will matter, you will produce godly children, you will do good business, you will be into ministry, you will affect lives, your life will count, the devil will try to trouble you. That's why you must be cooperative to fight together. And stop unnecessary quarrels. Quarrels that has no head, no quarrels that if your children ask you, daddy and mommy, what's causing the problem? You cannot tell them. Because they themselves, they will not say, I can't imagine. Is it because of this kind of thing? Mommy, even me, I can't do this kind of thing. And most of the disagreement is because we are not considerate. You know, over familiarity. We have become so familiar with each other. The husband is no longer considerate of the wife. When he wants something, he wants it. If he cannot get it, who has his secretary in the office? If he wants something and he doesn't get it, he doesn't say, I'll do it later, so I'm busy now. He says, okay, no problem. Do it later, eh? Bele, 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 bele. But when the wife says, he says, no, what do you mean? What do? And the woman says, hey, Grammy, you want to kill me? You want to destroy me? You want me to die? So you marry another wife. Immediately he hear that. He said, yes. He said, yes. It's another wife I want. I'm even tired. What do you mean? Let peace reign. Let peace reign. Number four, how do you break limitations in your family? Is to walk in obedience to the scripture. Walk in obedience. The Bible has already told us how to walk in obedience according to the Bible in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, and of course in verse 25. Wives, be submissive to your own husbands. Submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Submit yourself to your husband like you are submitting unto God. And of course, the husband, love your wife. The Bible did not mandate that your wife must love you. It's husband. He said you must love. Because women naturally love. Once you love them, they will love you. It's natural. But for a man to really love somebody, if a man really loves somebody, he loves the person for real. So, husbands, love your wife, even as Christ has loved the church and gave himself for it. Just obey the scripture. You will see those limitations broken. Because of time, I would like to move very fast now. To number what now? Number five. Number five is be prayerful. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, Jabez broke the limitation in his family because he was a man of prayer. Jabez, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called him sorrow. His own mother called him sorrow. Because he bear him in sorrow. Now let's look at verse 10. and Jabez called on the God of Israel. He called on God to break the limitation over his life and his family. Oh, that thou would have blessed me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not hurt, it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. God will grant you what you are requesting today. What happened to Jabez? His life was miserable. Things were not working well. And he called on God. The power of prayer cannot be overemphasized. The power of prayer cannot be overemphasized. Every limitation is breakable on the platform of prayer. Don't be lazy so that things will not be difficult. Don't be lazy. Look at the same thing that happened to Jacob in the book of Genesis chapter 32 verse 24. He was left alone and he wrestled. And then the limitations were broken. He was left alone and he wrestled until the breaking of the day. He wrestled, that's prayer. He wrestled in the place of prayer. He fought in the place of prayer. If you want to break records, if you want to enjoy peace in your family, don't be lazy in the place of prayer. A family where prayers don't go on regularly, where either of the couple is lazy in prayer, is in trouble. In trouble. If not for intercessions and cover, prophetic cover, many families who are not praying, the devil would have visited them a long time. But because of God's prophetic cover. For somebody here today, you are escaping every trap of the wicked. The grace to pay the price of prayer, to be able to access the best of God, receive that grace today in Jesus' name. I say receive that grace today in Jesus' name. The fasting and prayer that is starting from January the 2nd gives us a platform as a family, both husband and wife. Both husband and wife. You know, men, sometimes we form busy. Say, please, you be going and go and be praying for your family. As a man, you are the priest of the family. You should get to the prayer meeting before your wife. The work that a man has been doing since that things have not yet drastically changed. If you set out 12 days to seek God in the place of fasting and prayer, isn't it better for you than to continue again the same way? It was like that since all the years passed. Enter 2020 again, say, I don't have time. My work, my this, my that. If you have to take leave, take leave. If you have to take leave, take leave. Just to engage yourself. Every star has scars. One of the scars of stars in this kingdom is prayer. One of the scars that a star will have is prayer. Your body will feel it. Your stomach will feel it. Your back will feel it. And then at the end of the day, you come out as a star. You are emerging as a star today. I say you are emerging as a star today. In the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? I'm on number what now? Okay, the next one is 6. Walk in obedience of scriptures. Have I talked about that? All right. I guess there was a little bit of the numbering here was okay. We're on 6 now. Okay, engage in good daily routine. Engage in good daily routine. If you want to break limitation in your family, monitor your routine. What is routine? What you do daily. What you do every day. Just get home and use your diary to monitor your 24, like yesterday now. Look at your 24 hours. How did you spend your 24 hours yesterday? Or go to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then look at how you spend your daily routine will determine how far your family can go. If your routine is a routine of waste, where you waste all the time, then there's nothing God can do. You must deliberately channel your life. If you don't, how many of us know that if you are driving a car and you remove your hand from the steering, the car will go anywhere you want it to go? That's what they call routine. If you are driving a car at top speed and you remove your hand from that car, that's what we call auto cruise, whereby you press a button and the car will just, but you still need to hold the steering to move it to where it's supposed to go. So the routine of your life is determining the channel of your life. That's why I always tell people, when I check somebody's daily routine, I can predict your future. When I see how you live your life, I can predict your future. If I see your daily schedule, I see how many hours you spend with God. I see how many hours you spend on your work. I see how many hours you spend with your wife, your husband, or your children, and all that, and things that relate to life and godliness. I see how many things you do in terms of studying this. I can predict it. And also, when I see somebody whose life is a fake life, wake up in the morning with ogogoro. In the morning, in the afternoon, just gyrating all over the place. You can predict the future. So, channel your routine, the routine of your life, to meet up with where you want to go. Limitations can break easily with a change of... Every habit that has been picked can be dropped. Any bad habit a person is engaging in, it was picked one day. It can be dropped one day. So any habit you see, this one doesn't conform with my life. How can I be spending 7 hours on internet per day? 7 hours. And I don't even have 7 verses of scripture that I know on my head. 7 hours per day. So what kind of life is this? Yeah, that is, you are talking to yourself. Or anytime you are in the house with your husband, immediately you enter the house with your husband. Your husband is on the chair, you're also in the chair, and both of you are on the phone permanently chatting. Not with each other, just chatting off for hours. That routine affects marriage. It affects the flow of the home. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. And number 7, where I will stop today on breaking family limitations, is to engage the power of gratitude. Engage the power of gratitude. Only the praiseful can be useful. Only the praiseful can be blessingful. Let praises always ooze out in your house. Don't let your house be a complaining center. Don't let your home be a center of complaining. The little your husband will give you for this Christmas, let it be enough for you. Don't let any murmuring come with it. Anything he gives you this Christmas, let it be enough. Thank him for it. Let him be wondering, what did I do? No, I'm just thanking you for that. What I even gave you before was more than, I say thank God for this. That's how to operate. Because if he has more, he will drop more. Let gratitude ooze out of your heart for everything God has done for you. I've often told you, I have not seen one thing that God has not done right in my life. Yes, I'm pursuing some things. Yes, I'm trusting God for higher heights. But I don't have any. If you live in murmuring and complaining, you can't get anywhere. You can't get anything done. Live in gratitude. Live in appreciation. Your gratitude level determines your altitude level in life. Many have been, they've remained permanently at the same level because everything about this, I'm not supposed to be where I am today. I'm supposed to have been more than this. Honestly speaking, I can't see anything that God even did for me in 2019. God say, you can't see anything I did for you 2019. You tie your gele and the thing stayed on your head. There's stability. Your head can carry it. He said there's nothing. So if you have ordinary migraine, they can't tie gele. They can't tie anything. Nothing more. They can't even do their hair. Say, I've not done anything for you. Oh, because I did not buy you gym, so I didn't do anything for you. Okay, I'll meet you in 2020 then. You know, if man is fighting you, it's very okay. But if God says, Kai, what you have done for me is very painful. I want to fight you. It's the worst fight. That's why for me, when I hear God and somebody say, God, I take over. God. I don't know how you feel. God. It's not this. It's not, he can kill and make alive. It's not a person you just... So you must treat him with reference. Ah, Father, thank you. Ah, my children came back safely during this holiday. I'm grateful. I traveled home. Or I traveled to Ilorin for the holiday from Abuja or from Lagos or from everywhere you came from. I'm grateful. I did Christmas safely this year. I'm grateful. For my suit. Even if I did not buy new suits for Christmas, the one I'm wearing is still okay. I'm grateful. Everything that you can think of, you thank him for it. And you will see him stepping into your life. You will see him stepping into your family. You will see him stepping into your business. Mark it. As you walk in gratitude from today, your tomorrow shall be all right. I say your tomorrow shall be all right. Your family, as your family walks in gratitude from today, your tomorrow shall be all right. No family here will be stranded in 2020. I say no family here will be stranded in 2020. No family here will be stranded in 2020. No family here will beg for bread in 2020. No family here will be frustrated in 2020. No family here will experience death in 2020. Let me hear you say a big amen. I decree peace concerning your families. In the name of Jesus. Take just a 1 minute as we round up. Can we go through the points one by one? How to break family limitations. I said number one is what? Identify the limitations in the family. Number two, possess the presence of God in the family. Number three, engage the power of agreement in the family. Number four, walk in obedience. Number five, be prayerful. Number six, what do you say? Engage in good daily routine. And number seven, engage the power of gratitude. Well, we are here again this morning to give him praise and to thank him. It's another opportunity for you to show that you are grateful. Don't stand and just be looking. Stand and be dancing. Stand and be rejoicing. Stand and be celebrating, because I know your future will be all right. If your future will be all right, shout a big hallelujah. I must not close this service today without calling on my friends. You are here this morning and you are saying to me, Pastor, I've heard this message. I want to quickly make my ways right with God. I want God to have mercy on me. I want God's help not never to depart from my life. I want God to do something new in my life this Christmas. I want to quickly make my ways right with God. I want God to have mercy on me this morning. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. You want to reconcile your ways with God. You want to tell God, Father, I am sorry for anything that any way I've been wrong or any way I've not made you happy. I want to come back to you afresh this morning. I want to pray with you. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. Wherever you are, just lift your hand up where I can see it, and I will pray with you just where you are. 1. You want a new life in Christ Jesus? You want Christ to bless you? You want him to change your life? You want him to touch you afresh? You want a new life that will bring about a change of story for you? You want to ask God for mercy for any past act that you know God might not have forgiven you for? You also want to ask him for mercy this morning? I want to pray with you. 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 Just lift your hand above your head where I can see it. And then I will pray with you. I will pray with you. And your life will never, ever be the same again. Just lift it up where I can see it. I will pray with you right now. Also, you are here. You want to ask for forgiveness of sin. Forgiveness. You want to ask. Now, not that you are a bad person. You are not a bad person. But there are one or two things you want to settle with Jehovah. There are one or two things you want to settle with Jehovah. It's between you and God. And you want God to have mercy. I want to pray with you. Also, lift it up above your head. Where I can see. Also, you are watching us, which I believe you are watching us, and you want to make your ways right with God this morning. You want to make your ways right with God. An email will be stated on the screen. Please send us an email or a WhatsApp to the number that is stated on the screen. As you do that, I see God blessing you. I see the favor of God coming upon you, and I see your life changing in Jesus' name. Two, also you are here, you don't have any spiritual bath today. You want today to be your date of spiritual bath. You want today to be that day. You want to remember today for life as the day you rededicated your life to Christ. Yeah, I want to pray with you also. Lift your hand above your head where I can see it, and I'll be praying with you in a minute or two, and then your life will never be the same again. You want today to be the date of your spiritual bath. You want today to be that day that Christ himself will come afresh into your life. Just lift it up above your head. I'll be praying with you now, and your life will never be the same again. Also, you want to ask for forgiveness of sin. You want to ask for forgiveness of sin. You want to ask for forgiveness of sin. I want to pray with you also. Lift your hands above your head where I can see it, and I'll be praying with you. You want to ask for forgiveness of sin. You want Christ to have mercy on you. You want your name written in the book of life. You are seated, but you know in your heart of heart that you have one or two things that you want to settle with the God, with Almighty God right now. I want to pray right now. We are in a hurry to go into prayers. We are in a hurry to go into prayers. We are in a hurry to go into prayers. Four, I'm about to pray. Don't be the last person. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. You want him to bless you. You want him to do you good. You want him to lift you up. You want him to change your story. This is your time. This is your hour. This is your time. This is your hour. This is your time. This is your hour. You want to submit your life to God afresh. 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 This is your time. This is your hour. I believe that this is one of the best times for us to give our lives to Christ afresh. It's the time of Christmas. And I know that the death and the coming of Christ into our life, the coming of Christ into the world will not be in vain in our lives. The coming of Christ will not be in vain. I'm giving you just 20 more seconds before we pray. 20 more seconds and then we will pray. 20 more seconds and then we'll pray. Unto Jesus, on to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all. Chest, and then you can say this after me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from all my sins. Afresh this morning, I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy upon my life. Thank you, Lord, for your grace upon my life. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Can we all be on our feet and give him praise? Can we thank him?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.